huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. Now, this is the one you've been waiting for all week. So I'm going to go deep on this video. I've got an audio recording as well on the latest updates, the hacks, the tips, the unfair advantage, insider secrets, of Facebook and Instagram. So every maybe 1 to 2 months, Kieran and I, Kieran's my brand and social media manager, as you know, we have a one-to-one Zoom, well, it's actually on the app Blue Jeans, just to be technically correct. We have a meeting with Lauren. Can't tell you any more than that. And Lauren is our account manager for social media. And when I say social media, I mean Facebook and Instagram. So she works at Facebook. Now I have 5 account managers. I have one specifically for supporters, one specifically for stars, one specifically for paid live events, another one who seems to do all 3 premium channels, and then an overall Facebook account manager, which is Lauren. And she sort of covers the broad range. Now her main outcome, I suppose, for being my account manager is to A, learn things from me as an influencer, in quotation marks, a creator, I prefer the name, that she can then feed back to Facebook to keep Facebook improving. And then also to share best practices with me on what I can do to maximize my engagement, reach, impact on social media. And when I say social media, Facebook and Instagram, because obviously Instagram is owned by Facebook. So I have this meeting every 1 to 2 months, and the last few we've had have been good, but I would say only maybe 20% of what she's told us, Kieran and I have thought, oh, we're not doing that, or we don't know that, or that's really new. One or two updates ago, she gave us feedback on a reasonably significant algorithm update. And while she didn't use the words algorithm update on the content I'm about to tell you, there's lots of things that I'm not doing that I could be doing to get more virality on my videos, to get more reach, engagement, to get new followers, etc. Now on this one-to-one, we can pretty much ask anything we want. So of course, each time we ask, can we have a one-to-one meeting with Mark Zuckerberg? Can you tell us the algorithm, please? Which of course she politely declines to give us. But the next best thing is what she gives us. So we always ask things like, how do we get more reach? How do we get more engagement? How do we get new followers? Because obviously these are the things we really wanna do on social media. We wanna grow. So I'm gonna share with you now what I'm going to cover. And then I'm going to go deep into it. So I'm going to cover 7 tips and tricks that Lauren, my Facebook account manager, gave us on getting new followers. I'm going to cover the ideal content length and formats for video. I'm going to cover how to get people watching your videos for longer, which results in a better reach. I'm going to cover how to get more story views. That was a specific question we asked. I'm going to cover which sub-platforms give the most reach right now, because people don't understand this about Facebook and Instagram. But Facebook is not one social media platform. Instagram is not one social media platform. Let me give you the example. On Facebook, you have a profile, a page, a group, you have ads, stories. So there's at least five, and there's stream channels as well. But there's at least five different sub-platforms within Facebook. Instagram, you've got IGTV, stories, reels, and your main feed. So actually, Facebook and Instagram is minimum nine social media platforms, not one. And people don't understand this. And so we ask specifically about getting more views on stories because we're building a bit of momentum there and we want to get more. Okay, which sub-platforms give the most reach right now, as I said? How to make your videos more viral, how to get more comments and shares, and then a little update on premium and revenue-generating platforms. So that's what we're going to cover right now. So if you're new into the supporters program, say hi in the comments. If you're not new, say hi in the comments. And let's get into this. I just need a quick sip of water. Okay, so... Lauren said to Kieran and I that when it comes to engaging with our existing audience, she thinks we do a great job. We're one of the best she's seen. And, you know, our long format lives like this are really good. Go nice and deep. Give your existing followers great value. But Lauren said for new followers to capture new audiences, that's not the right way to do it because no one's going to stop scrolling to watch a half hour video. So Lauren said, if we want to get new following, we need to start doing 15 to 30 second videos on Facebook. Now, I've not been doing that at all. I'll do a minute video on Instagram. I've done a few Instagram reels, which I'll come to. But really, my content is what you would call long form, because I always want to give value. I'm not the guy that wants to go, yo, it's Rob Moore, all this 5 a.m. club bollocks, you know, and, you know, yo, it's Rob Moore, hustle harder, grind harder, yeah, baby. 10X, go hard, go home, go, you know. it's not really my style, but it's going to become my style. So what you do is you do 15 to 30 second videos to get new followers, and I'll tell you how you should do them in a minute. And then you do your deeper dive, longer form videos to satiate, look at me with the big words, to satiate your existing followers. So I've been telling you to up your game to get maybe to, what, one post a day, let's say, on your Facebook page or on your Instagram feed. But now you'll want to start doing one a day, which is a deeper dive piece of content. And then maybe three a week, up to one a day, which is that short, glitzy, eye-catchy content. Now, I've never really liked the leaning over the Lamborghini, you know, or anything sort of really racy and out there. Not that you're going to see me do a load of that. But these 15 to 30 second videos, let me tell you exactly what Lauren said. She said they need to be almost like Instagram reels. They need to be eye-catching, hard-hitting. Things like five top tips or, you know, really sort of visual, engaging, pattern interrupting background. You need to get straight in and have high impact. Now, Serena has said short videos like that are so annoying. Well, yeah, I'm not into that form of content. I'm into much deeper form of content, as you know. But anyone who doesn't know me, they're not going to invest 30 minutes on watching a live. So, you know, do you want more reach or do you just want to sort of listen and pander to your own ego? So I started doing these shorter quotes. In fact, let me go on my Facebook page now and go through some of them. You know, I didn't like the go hard or go home. You know, 10X, baby. 12 hours a day. No, what is it? 12 hours a day. 7 days a week, 365 days a year, for 10 years to be an overnight success. All these kind of very impactful, top line, what I would see as relatively vacuous, kind of obvious, shouty quotes and videos. It's just not really my thing. I like to learn deep. I like to learn things that maybe are not common knowledge and not just what you see on Instagram when you scroll. But Lauren has convinced me to start testing these because at the end of the day, I want new followers, as do you. So you use the short, impactful videos to get the engagement. to get the engagement and the reach for the people who are new to you, and then they trickle down and then they can consume your longer content. And once they've seen a couple of short videos, they might go, yeah, you know what, Rob's worth investing a bit more time with. And this is where I've been going wrong. Well, not wrong, but it's where I've and where I can improve. Is I just do lots of long form content. So I do these shorter posts, like image quotes, and some of them will get 300 or 400 shares. And that's great, but it doesn't get me a lot of new followers, which is weird because you think if you get 400 shares, you're gonna get loads of new followers. It'll give you more reach, so your reach algorithm goes up, which will have a virtuous cycle of your reach going up. But it doesn't seem anyway from my testing to get new followers. What's wrong with my page? It's taking ages to load. But we just did a 18 second video on Facebook, and the reach in 2 days is about the same as a live video would get in 3 or 4, an average live video. Maybe not one of my highest viewed live videos. So that's an interesting test. And let's have a look at some of the image quotes if I can get them. It's just my page is really slow to load at the moment. So you want to take the top line concepts in your niche. So 5 a.m. club, you know, hustle and grind, work smart versus work hard, dealing with haters, how to start your business. And whilst, it's not as it, I'm going to tell you how it is for me. So I just stop myself there because it might not be the same for you. Some of these things I'm going to tell you that I don't do, you may already do, or you may find easier than me. But ironically, I find a 15 second video way harder to do than a 3 hour video. Because you've got to be like, hi, it's Rob, bash, 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 boom. If you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Legend. And I find that much harder. And I'll often do 15 takes for a 15 second video, which is probably why I have kind of avoided doing them. But, you know, 5 tips to start your business, 5 tips to get to 100K the quickest, 5 ways to invest 50 grand, you know, those kind of things, the top tips, the disruptive, interruptive, polarizing, surprising kind of content is likely to get you interrupting people in the feed. So what's happening is people are scrolling, and if they see a live video from someone they don't know, and if they see it's 30 minutes or whatever, or just a usual background, they're just gonna scroll on. Whereas if it's an interesting background, even if it is a Lamborghini, a Ferrari, a holiday in a hammock, whatever, you know, quite dynamic, moving around, lots of stuff going on in the background, they may stop. But they're not going to stop and then consume 30 minutes. So you give 15 to, no, you, well, it's actually on Facebook, 15 to 30 seconds, but you can do a minute, but it's got to be valuable, impactful. Then they go, yeah, that's interesting. Then they're going to go and click through, like, and then they're going to scroll down your page and look and watch a couple of the longer videos and invest a bit more time. So I'm a bit croaky this morning. By the way, this is only point one. I've got loads to cover. I said I'd go deep. All right, I'll have to come back. So ask me anythings. They're great for your existing community. I do them every week, and I used to think that's great. I'm going to get loads of new followers. But if people don't know me, they're not going to ask me anything. It's only people that know me that would ask me anything. 30-minute, 60-minute live. So I used to think this is great. Loads of content. My fans love this. But people who don't know me are not going to invest that time. Anyway, I've made the point. So 15 to 30 seconds. This is important as well because I don't do this. I'm not doing it now. Look. It's in vertical or square video. So I'm turning the camera the other way around to what it is as you're watching here. So I usually do landscape. Sometimes if I'm like in bed or I'm just sitting on a sofa and I can rest my arm on the side, I'll do portrait because my most tripods can't hold the camera in portrait. And they can only hold it in landscape. So I do landscape. And landscape is better in some instances, but if your camera is in portrait and the videos are square, then they're bigger in the feed, so they stop you.
So 15 to 30 seconds. I wish I had another phone here. I know I don't need to teach it to suck eggs. You know the difference between portrait and landscape. But I would usually hold a phone like that or put it in a tripod like that. And now it needs to be held like that. Because it appears bigger in the feed, so it gets people to stop. And this is, of course, what Lauren has told me. Now, I only really initially did portrait videos on Instagram because they need to be portrait videos. And that grabs attention more. And then, yeah, this is a question that's just been asked here, and I was just going to answer that. And that is Stephen has said, running these videos as adverts. So that's exactly it. So what you do is, let's say you smash out 10 30-second videos. You can just get yourself set up in a studio, or you can go on a little walk, get some different backdrops, and you could do 10 30-second videos. And let's say you post them every 2 or 3 days for, 20, 30 days. To think about the maths there, I'm usually quite good at maths. Then what you do is the best performing one, you then boost a post or then run it as an ad. And this was what Lauren said. Now, whenever Lauren says, run an ad, run an ad, run an ad, my skeptical brain goes, you would say that because you want me to spend money on Facebook. So I sort of park that over there sometimes. But that makes total sense to me because I've done that in the past where if a video is done really well organically, then I'll either boost it or run it as an ad because it's already been proven that it's probably going to work well. So Stephen, that's exactly what you do. And maybe when you've done 30 or 40 of these videos, you've got one or two that went really well and then you can record a fresh new one and improve it slightly and do it a bit more professionally and then run it as an ad and then an ad for your page and then you'll get loads of new followers on your page. But of course, I don't teach people usually about running ads just because it's a gamble for a lot of people to run ads who don't know how to run ads, i.e. they're just going to waste money. But in this supporter program, we've got a fundamentals Facebook ads course. And if you test on a small budget and then scale it up incrementally, then you won't waste a load of money. Okay, great. And people love series. Obviously, look at Netflix. People love series. So you can do 3-minute content as a series. So Mark and I, every Monday at 7 p.m. are doing how to invest X pounds. 5 grand, 10 grand, 20 grand, 50 grand, 100 grand, 250 grand, 500 grand, million, no money down. And I've had quite a lot of people come up to me and say, hey, Rob, I'm really glad you're running this series. And running a series like a Monday, 7 p.m. or whatever time consistently gets people re-engaged and coming back. So Lauren said to me that running content as series, that works really well to get people to come back and then to get people to stick. And she reckons 3-minute content for series. So 15 to 30 seconds, square, vertical, for high impact, to get new followers, to interrupt the scroll and the pattern. And by the way, it's so much easier for people to share a 30-second video, isn't it? Think about it. You watch a video for 30 seconds, you think, yeah, there's some good points in that share. You're not going to share a 30-minute video unless you've gone all the way through to 30 minutes and then someone asks you to share it. So you get way more shares, or you should, in theory, get way more shares on these videos. Of course, they've all got to be tested because the content's got to be right as well. Okay, so if you want more virality for your content, they need to be high impact. So they need to have very visual backgrounds. That's why people love bikinis, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, or as my daughter calls it, Lambikinis. You know, when you're on holiday in beautiful locations, really professional videos, maybe from a drone. They've got to be pattern interrupting, i.e. not normal and usual. And people love to voyeur. Oh, what's going on there? They love to be nosy. So if there's some intriguing, interesting stuff going on in the background, that's likely to get your content more impactful, more pattern interrupting, and then more viral. Also, content that is surprising, that is disruptive, and that is contrarian. I'll give you an example for entrepreneurs. Common sense says that if you want a job done properly, do it yourself. I say that's wrong. I say entrepreneurs say if you want a job done properly, give it to someone else who's got the skills already. So that would be sort of against conventional wisdom. Common sense says if you want to hire someone, you've got to have done their job first so they can't screw you over. I think that's wrong. If you had to learn every job of every employee, you'd never be able to get ahead in business. So I say hire an expert and let them go and do the job and just manage them properly. So, you know, when everyone is saying, yeah, get up at 5 a.m, you could go reverse on that and say, all this 5 a.m. club bollocks, not getting enough sleep. It's been proven now that a lack of sleep leads to, you know, Alzheimer's or can, you know, shorten your life. And actually, if you work less, not more as an entrepreneur, you're going to have more longevity. So you take these conventional or commonly shared memes or content and go reverse on it. That's a pattern interrupter. So that's another way to get your content to go more viral. You need to stand out because they don't know you. All right, so Lauren said to me, my lives are great, but they're mostly for my existing followers. And so what I should be doing for getting new followers is pre-recorded, ideally highly edited 15 to 30 second videos. Now, I've already told you the 15 to 30 second, but not alive for 15 to 30 seconds because that's nowhere near enough time to get the reach. Now, if you can bash them out really quick and you're good at doing short form content, great, do that. But you could do a minute video and then get it well edited down to 15, 20 seconds. You know, quick cut, quick cut, quick cut, quick cut, quick cut. Excuse me. Because you can actually squeeze a lot more content into that 15 to 30 seconds if you take a 1 minute original and get it well edited. Okay, right. Next thing then, if you want to get a wider audience, is you need to go a bit wider than your niche. Hi, it's Rob here, interrupting you with something you may not know about me. I was one of the few people on the planet hand-selected by Facebook to pilot their new supporter program. It's a very small premium model where you can get exclusive content and advance notice or discount of new products and services. So this is what I've done for you. Not only can you get best discounts for any training that we might run, not only do you get notified first of any launches we do, we also do supporter meetups, supporter dinners, supporter WhatsApp groups where you have a deeper community. I do supporter only Ask Me Anythings. I do supporter only content and podcasts. We have a community of 2,500 supporters, and I'd love to give you the chance to be one of those. I believe this is the best supporter program in the whole world. Find me a better one, but I don't think you will. So the link is bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. I believe the gap between free content and paid content is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of free content out there that's maybe not that good. And for just a few dollars a month, you can get the best content on business, on entrepreneurship, on starting up, on scaling up, on sales, on marketing, on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R right now. So I teach entrepreneurs, start and scale up. But if I want to grow my audience, I probably have to do life hacks. I probably have to do sort of general mindset or, you know, just a wider reach if I want to get that bigger, newer audience. So on these higher impact, 15, 30 second, highly edited videos, you can go outside of niche to get more people. And that was the advice that Lauren gave to me. So you're looking at 30 seconds to 3 minutes is the range to get scale and new followers, etc. Apparently, Facebook will prioritize 3 minute plus content or serialized content. I'm guessing the 15 to 30 second video is excluded, but I'm just reading to you what she said to me. Facebook will prioritize 3 minute plus content or serialized content. This is really important. I think I've already got it written down, but I'll say it now. Getting beyond the 1 minute. Now, obviously a 15 to 30 second, that's separate. But Facebook want you to drag all of the viewers beyond the 1 minute. And the reason is they will squeeze an ad in for those videos that do have ads, because you can or can't, or do or don't. You have to have a minimum criteria to run ads. Lauren's always trying to get me to run ads, but I refuse to run ads because I just don't want an ad squeezed into my content. If it made me £1 million a year, I would maybe reconsider, but I would definitely get my community involved and ask you because, hey, I do this for you and you are the recipient of my content. In the Creator Studio, so on your Facebook page, you've got some tabs and down the left-hand side, you've got inbox, fan subscription, events, resources, a Creator Studio, manage jobs, notifications. So you go to Creator Studio and in Creator Studio, You have a load of metrics and analytics. It's really good now, actually, because basically they want to help you grow your reach on social media, because the more reach you have and the more impact you have and the more your followers are engaged and the more you grow, the longer you're going to be on Facebook and the more ad revenue they can generate. So in Creator Studio, they have metrics and analytics. So you've got insights here, and it's got insights, video performance. So they have the minutes viewed, and they have like a graph of how many total minutes viewed. They have organic versus paid. They have posted versus cross-posted versus shares. They have followers viewed versus non-followers viewed. They have live versus video. They have all your top performing videos. So you can then go in, hey, look at this. I know Ellie, Ellie Mackay is on this live. Ellie, your live, well, our live stream that we did, hour and a half, how to get on a mission, is my fourth most, it's my fourth top video of the month. It's and they rank it up in terms of minutes viewed. Then they've got the 1 minute views. Then they've got the 3 second views and they've got the engagement. So, and they do it, they'll track it month on month. So they've got performance, loyalty, audience, retention, and earnings. So performance is total minutes viewed, 1 minute views, 3 second views, engagement, and net followers. And then they track it by organic versus paid, posted versus shared, followers versus non-followers, and live versus video. And what I'll do at some point for supporters, obviously this is for supporters only, is maybe we'll do a supporters meetup and I'll basically get Kieran to put this all up on the screen and we'll go through all the analytics together and just show you how to read it and analyze it and work it properly. Because I'm the sort of person that has all this data, it's confusing. But once you get to know it and you track it, your performance will go up and up and up and up and up. So that's performance. Then we've got loyalty. So the way they measure loyalty is obviously your growth in followers, your returning viewers, and then your completed views. So let's have a look. Whoa, that's interesting. So they're looking for an increase in returning viewers. In September, I had a massive drop off. There must have been some... there must have been some issue there. So they've got an average of how long people are viewing for. They've got the returning viewers, which Lauren says, my returning viewership is really high. And so you have a loyalty score. You have new followers versus unfollowers. Then you have audience. So you've got age, gender, so what is it here? My optimum is 35 to 44, which makes sense because I am 41. And I've got 61% men and 39% women. You've got countries, language, interests. Yeah, there you go. Then you've got retention. So retention is where your views are coming from. So I've got 11% recommendations, 69% my followers, 2.5% my shares and 17% paid. So you can see there, I'd really like to get my shared up and my recommendations up. And then you've got average time people spent watching. Now, this is a big one. So you have 3 second views, you have 15 second views and you have minutes views. And they're looking for the smallest percentage drop. So I've got, 22.3% of people who view for 3 seconds view for 15 seconds. And then 40% of people who view for 15 seconds view a minute plus. And apparently that 40% one is good. And apparently that 20 odd percent one is pretty good. And you're looking to measure that month on month and see that that goes up. So there's a little bit of insight into the insights. By the way, let me know how you're getting on the live. Is this useful? There's loads of comments. I'm going to have to try and come back to these. Great. So your goal is to get people beyond the minute. And the way you get people beyond the minute is you have a sexy title, you tell them what's coming up, and then you tease what you're going to cover and tease something towards the end. So let me try and give you an example here. I'm going to have to go back to my page. So let's say I did some content called New Facebook Algorithm Updates Your Unfair Advantage. So that's a pretty sexy title. And I might go, hi, it's Rob Moore here. In this video, I'm going to share with you some updates, some hacks, and some insider secrets on getting more reach, more impact, and more revenue on social media. Now, I can tell you that these insider secrets are insider because I've just had a meeting with my Facebook account manager. Now, 99.9% of people don't have a Facebook account manager, and I'm about to tell you 20 or 30 different strategies she told me, many of which I'm actually not doing. I'm actually going to cover 8 different things in this video, and some of these are really sexy, and despite the fact I'm a content creator and influencer, many of these I weren't doing. So here are the 8 things I'm going to cover in this video. Number one is 7 tips and tricks from our Facebook account manager on getting new followers and getting fast growth. Oh, by the way, quickly as well, towards the end of this video, I've got a special bonus for you. It's just something that I figured out and I created something for you, which I'm going to share with you, which I think you'll love as long as you stay with me to the end. Number 2 is the ideal content length and format for your video. Number 3 is how to get people watching your videos for longer, which results in better reach. Number 4, how to get way more story views. We've got 6 strategies for that. Okay, anyway, so I could carry on. So Agnes has said here, clickbait, as my daughter says. We have to be careful with the term clickbait, because actually the technical definition of clickbait is a bait and switch, i.e. it makes you look like you're going to get something and then you get something else. That's clickbait. I would say you want racy, sexy, intriguing titles and claims and then back them up. So whilst you could call it clickbaity, it's only clickbait if it's a bait and switch whereby you're like, oh, well, that was rubbish. Or, you know, that was a bigger claim than I thought it would be. The content is a letdown or the content doesn't relate to the title. That's the strict definition of clickbait. So yeah, the more clickbaity, but your content backs it up, the better. So telling you what's coming in the video, sexing it up, teasing you with a little bonus towards the end that you're going to share some stuff you've never shared before, that it's probably going to shock and surprise a lot of people. All of those kind of little strategies that you sew in within the first minute will drag people beyond the minute view. Now, of course, you've got to be careful not to do that, not to labor the point or not to back it up or it to be too vacuous. Okay, great. Next thing then that my Facebook account manager told me is you want to get guests on your lives. Obviously, I have podcasts and I get great guests on my lives. I do the podcast, but also live stream it on Facebook. I'll sometimes go on my page, my group, my profile, mostly just my page. And you tag the guest you're interviewing in the content, because then it reaches their followers. Now, you know these people who do a post and tag in 932 people. That's really annoying, and then you untag. So I've never tagged anyone in because I don't like being tagged in with 100 other people and people just trying to squeeze their content onto my profile or my page. But if they're already an agreed guest, well, then they're not going to have a problem with that. So get more guests. Now, some people are like, oh, but Rob, I don't know any celebrities. I don't know any multimillionaires. It's hard for me to get those guests. You don't. They're not just the guests that you need to get. You could do collaborations, partnerships, people in your niche, people in different niches, people on your level. You just do joint split screen lives together. You could go through Zoom or StreamYard and then you tag your guest in and then you reach all of their audience too. Next thing is groups. You should be posting a lot more in groups. Now, I've been telling you this for ages, so you should know this from me. When we interviewed Dorian Yates, for example, we posted our content in bodybuilding groups. When we interviewed Jordan Peterson, we posted that content in Jordan Peterson or sort of those kind of political debatey type groups. So there is massive niches in for a lot of your content. So what you do is you take the content and you post it in the individual niche Facebook groups. Of course, make sure that you are adhering to the individual rules of the group. Otherwise, you'll get your content deleted or you'll get banned. But that is a great way to get your content more engaged on social media. And I've been saying to you for ages, you should be in more Facebook groups, giving more content and value. Okay, we've covered getting past the minute. Next thing is you want to basically, go in Creator Studio, look at your reach your views, your shares, your comments, your analytics. You want to work out your top videos each month and then work out why and then do more of those. So let's do this live together. Let's give this a go. It's a bit of a risk for me doing. So let's go to videos overview and let's look at my top videos and let's try and work out why. Right, so my top performing video was new series, how to invest 5K every Monday, 7 p.m. So that was the top one. So reasons why I think that was is one, it's a new series. Two, it's that series thing every week. Three is it's myself and Mark Homer, and that's a rarity. How many places did we live stream it? We probably simultaneously lived it in a few places, although this is only on my page. The next one, finally, info on... next one is a rant. Next one was a live stream I did with Ellie, how to get on a mission. Now, that was an hour and a half. So often your longest content will get a lot of engagement because it's long and it gives people a lot of time to come on and watch. How to invest. So how to invest clearly seems like a popular one. It's International Coffee Day. New social media updates and hacks. Rant. So rants are right up there for me. Anything new, anything on social media, any how-tos, long form, they seem to get, for me, really good reach. There you go. Cool. Okay, what have we got next then? So we've done the teasing to the end, the big build up, getting people to watch to the end, having a bonus or an ethical bribe at the end. We've taught the portrait takes up more of the screen scroll, so you want to do more content than that, unless it's an interview. All right, next then is how to get more story views. So the first thing is you need to post more consistently, and you can post 3 times a day for stories. And you will get an increase in views the more you post stories, the more people see you post stories. I'm nowhere near that. I'm really inconsistent with my stories. So that's something that I could work on. Now, this is really important, this part. You probably have known that. But if you use the in-house tools and features on stories, so we're talking Facebook and Instagram here. So you use polls, Q&As, stickers, and all the interactive-y tools, start testing and playing with them. You're going to get much more reach in your stories. Now, my guess is that's because you'll get scores or favored bias in the algorithms for that because you're using the in-house tools as opposed to using third-party tools, which, of course, most social media platforms won't want you to do. But also, and this is really important, and interesting, a click counts in your engagement. So I used to think engagement is a view, a share, a like, or a comment. But a click, a vote in a poll, any kind of interaction. You know when you've got multiple photos on Instagram and you scroll across by click or by pressing it on the screen. Or you've got in LinkedIn, you can upload documents and you could have a 10-page document. Each view of page 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that counts as an engagement. So all these little tools get a much higher engagement score because it's easier to engage. So basically, when you make your stories interactive and use all these tools, you get way more engagement. And of course, when you get way more engagement, you get way more reach. Because basically, the algorithms work almost like on a real-time basis. So your post, and it'll view how engaged your post is quite early on in the first minutes or whatever. And if it's well engaged, it will give it more reach, more reach, more reach. And if it's not very well engaged, it'll give it less reach, less reach, less reach. It's almost like a real-time algorithm working there. Also, you can refer to stories. You can remind back to stories. You can call back to stories. You can say, hey, in my story, I did a poll and 76% of you voted X. Or did you notice in my story, I put a new engagement tool. Have you seen it? It's interesting. And refer back to your stories, and that will train your audience to view your stories. Also, with your stories, you want the behind scenes stuff in your life. So anything that they don't see normally, they should be seeing in your stories, because again, people are nosy. Oh, what's that? Oh, Rob's bedroom. Oh, Rob's in the bath. Oh, Rob's in his garage. Oh, what's Rob doing there? Anything like that work really well on your stories. The behind the scenes of your life, if you like. By the way, those of you that are giving me stars, thank you. I love you. You're awesome. Usually when people just donate stars, it's a gratitude show that the content is useful. So I appreciate that. All right, next then, we haven't finished. Instagram Reels, baby. It's all about Instagram Reels. Now, there's a paradox when it comes to new platforms. And by the way, an Instagram Reel is a new platform. It's a sub-platform of Instagram. So you've got to count any of these new tools on an individual social media platform. You've got to count that as a new social media platform. Now, of course, Lauren didn't say this and we didn't say this because it's disrespectful, but Instagram Reels is basically TikTok for Instagram. That's pretty obvious. Now, remember, Instagram and Facebook are owned by Facebook. So what I tell you, 90% probably of what I tell you that works on Facebook probably works on Instagram as well. So again, I have a little bit of a block, a mental block around these 15-second videos. I find them much harder than the lives. But what I've started to do is if I'm watching Bobby play football, he doesn't like me to get out of the car. So I'm sort of stuck in the car. So I'll do a couple of videos there, portrait style. If I've got a little bit of time here and there that I can nick, I'll just bang out a 15-second video. It usually takes me about 10 takes to do one 15-second video. My VA is always nagging me for this shorter form. But Instagram Reels, they've just gone up to 30 seconds from 15 because people were complaining that's not enough time. And that's kind of good for me and probably for you because I find 15-second content really hard. But right now, Reels are getting way higher reach. If you think about it logically, when a social media platform brings in a new tool or feature, they're likely to give it a relaxed and more easy reach because they want more users. So that's probably why TikTok is getting loads of reach at the moment, because they're probably more relaxed on their algorithm as they build their user base. So Instagram Reels are getting 5, 6, 10 times as many views for me as a standard Instagram video. Now they're snappier, of course, they're 30 seconds. Now what you want to do, again, like stories on Facebook and Instagram, is you want to use the Reels tools. So there's quite a lot of fun, funky tools on Reels. And you want to use them in app, ideally not a third party video editor and then bring it in. And you want to start getting to know how Reels work. Now, my kind of content is maybe not ideal for TikTok and Instagram Reels because it's probably a bit more how to, a bit less racy, a bit less singy, songy, dancey, ranty. But she said, look, what you should do, Rob, is watch a load of Reels and figure out what works and then start doing that in your industry. So don't share this, but I'm going to, apparently something that works a lot on Reels and TikTok is trending songs. And of course, people are dancing away to trending songs and lip syncing and doing all these fun, funky things to trending songs. And of course, people are going to share things if it's trending. So I'm going to start doing entrepreneurial content to trending songs. It might be cheesy and naff and it might completely bomb and ruin my reputation. Or it might get me hundreds of thousands of views on TikTok and Instagram. We'll give it a go. But I've got to start getting out of my own way and stop being a 41-year-old and start being a 21-year-old when it comes to Instagram Reels and TikTok. So you want to jump on the trending stuff, jump on the trending content, jump on the trending songs and start using these tools and features. You mold what's popular in trends on Reels, on stories, on TikTok, but you bring it into your niche. John has just said, Rob the Rapper. Yeah, exactly. You've got to be creative, apparently, with these tools, stories, Reels, etc., and make them a little bit more interactive, engaged, using the tools and features that are there, just testing them. I remember when I was live and I started pissing around with all the filters where it puts a hat and glasses on you, and me and my daughter and son were there and people really liked it. And I just think, this is naff. Why do people want to see this shit? But anything that's new and quirky and different. Now, by the way, when you've done them 50 times, they're kind of, people are bored of them. So you always got to try and find these new quirky tools and features. So really, you just got to play around with these tools and test stuff. You can do things like slow motion. You can chop videos up. On Instagram Reels, on stories, you want high post volume. So you're looking at one a day plus on topics that are trending. Use the in-house caption feature. So the caption transcription feature is now on Instagram. Using the in-house caption feature, again, anything that's in-house that keeps you and your followers on the platform that you're on, that platform loves it. That's why when you do links out to another platform, your reach is often reduced. Okay, next then is engagement. So you need to engage in your posts, but you need to not look like a bot. so that the algorithm is, you know, is out there watching you. And if you look like a bot, i.e. thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, baby, yeah, baby, yeah, baby, yeah, baby. Follow my page, follow my page, follow my page. You know, and it just looks automated. You'll get slapped. Your algorithm will get reduced. So you need to engage, but there needs to be questions, engagement, debate, and you need to not have this consistent behavior that looks like a bot. I spend a good 30 minutes a day, maybe even up to an hour, engaging, and I ask people how business is, and I change the style of my questions from time to time, and I don't just do one or two word replies. I'll often do 10 or 15 word replies, and that's really important. Now, when you engage, your engagement will increase because no one really wants to follow someone who never engages with you. And when you engage, of course, it's great for reach because you've got more comments and you get them back commenting again. A debate or an argument is brilliant on your social media platforms, by the way, because then it just gets more comments, more comments, more comments, more reach, more engagement, more reach, more reach. Remember, reach equals reach. It's like a virtuous cycle, a compounding velocity, momentum effect. And also, you want to engage in other people's content. I find with big influencers, if you put quite an interesting, sometimes even divisive comment, you get loads of engagement on that, and that'll get your page and your profile a lot more views, and you'll get some cascading followers from that. You've got to make your content seem and feel different, so not the same stuff all the time. The variety is really important. Next update was that for paid live events now, Apple are not taking their 30%, which means you get 100% of the revenue for paid live events. I don't know if you've been able to unlock that feature yet. Let me know if you have. I think they're doing this. A lot of people who have pages are getting access to paid live events, which means you can charge to run a Facebook Live. And this is to replace like gigs and events from the lockdown and the quarantine. And this is Facebook's way of sort of helping interaction. And at the moment, they're not charging any fees. And this, by the way, this is all on a page, not a profile. So you need a page for this on Facebook. And I would have a public figure, and I would have it as your name. Carol has said she's got the paid live events unlocked, so I would set one up and promote it. You'll often get ad credit, so you can get thousands of pounds of ad credit from Facebook for promoting it. So try and get on that. And at the moment, Facebook stroke Apple are taking nothing. So you get 100% of the money. Woo! Boom, that was it. So let's do a Q&A. So if you're listening to the podcast, thanks for tuning in. You are awesome. If you want to access the Q&A and a lot of content like this in the future, all you need to do is join us as a supporter, bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk it.